From the WGXC newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, February the 3rd through Sunday, February 5th. I'm Philip Grant. Victoria Addison reported in Columbia Green Media that members of the Hudson community turned out on Friday, February the 3rd, to show support for Muslims, immigrants, and refugees in light of a recent presidential order. That order banned travel from 7 Muslim-majority countries, suspended all refugee admission into the United States for 120 days, and indefinitely stopped the admission of Syrian refugees into the country. Residents assembled at the Islamic Center, located on North 3rd Street in Hudson, Friday evening for the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement's event. The crowd heard from a variety of speakers, including Assemblymember Democrat Dee Dee Barrett. She said, and I quote, "Thank you all for being here, and thank you for being such an incredible community. We need to stand together. This is a moment in time that we will all remember," end quote. In a related story, at approximately the same time that the Hudson vigil was taking place, federal district court in Seattle ordered the ban be lifted nationwide. On Sunday, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco rejected a Justice Department request that the Seattle judge's ruling be blocked until after an appeal from that order is decided. A reply from the administration is due on Monday, February the 6th. Bill Mahoney reported at Politico New York that a new highway sign encouraging travelers to download a state tourism app, criticized for being ugly, expensive, and illegal, seemed to be working. Last year, the state erected more than 500 signs near highway exits across the state. The signs mostly contained basic tourism messages like "I love New York" and "Taste New York." They don't identify specific locations, but tell people to visit the state's tourism website or download the app. Since the app was launched in 2015, it has been downloaded more than 103,000 times, and the download rates have increased since the signs were installed. Representatives of the tourist spots listed said they hadn't measured the impact the app has had, but that past experience has taught them that state tourism pushes can be successful. Ariel Zangler reported in the Daily Freeman that the staff at U.S. Representative John Faso's office in Washington, D.C. have received so many phone calls since the Kinderhook Republican was sworn in that they had to increase the number of messages that could be recorded on the office's voicemail system. The congressman's Washington and district offices have received more than 13,000 inbound calls, emails, or letters on 300 distinct issues so far, said Courtney Weaver, Faso's communication director. Weaver said the office has one of the highest inbound rates of communication for a freshman office. Weaver noted Faso's staff has also met in person with walk-ins and that the congressman has an active social media presence. Activists have complained that Faso does not publish his schedule online, in sharp contrast to his predecessor, fellow Republican Chris Gibson. Melanie Lekachevich reported in the Daily Mail that the Athens Republicans have nominated candidates to run for mayor and village board in the March election. The incumbent mayor, Democrat Chris Pfister, will not seek re-election, and resident Peter Alberti hopes to take Pfister's place. Alberti has served 2 terms as a village trustee. He is a lifelong resident of Greene County. Originally from Cairo, he moved to Athens in 1999. Alberti is employed by the Town of Athens Highway Department and is Deputy Fire Coordinator for Greene County Emergency Services. He is a past chief of the Athens Volunteer Fire Department. The GOP also selected incumbent Marla Butler and newcomer Shannon Spinner to fill the 2 vacant seats on the village board. Butler is seeking her 2nd term. Spinner is the daughter of Tony Palach and has been a resident of Athens since the age of 7. She is a social member of the West Athens Lime Street Fire Department. The MidHudsonNews.com reported that 2 toxic chemicals found in drinking water systems of the village of Hoosick Falls and the city of Newburgh have been classified by the State Department of Environmental Conservation as hazardous substances. PFOA is used in the making of Teflon. It was found in the water in Hoosick Falls and Petersburg, both communities located in Rensselaer County. Both PFOS and PFOA were found in Newburgh's Washington Lake Reservoir. The primary source of the chemical was found to be from firefighting foam used at Stewart Airport Air National Guard Base located nearby. PFOA and PFOS have both been linked to serious health problems, including cancer, thyroid issues, and high cholesterol. Daniel Zuckerman reported in the Daily Mail that Greene County Executive Fiscal Administrator Diane Bartholomew is taking a new job in Nevada. Her resignation is effective February the 25th. County Treasurer Peter Marcum made the announcement at the County Legislature Committee meeting last week. Bartholomew is joining the Clark County School District in Las Vegas as its Deputy Chief Financial Officer. Marcum said, and I quote, "I cannot tell you how much it actually hurts me to lose her. She is one of the most capable women that I have ever worked with," end quote. Bartholomew joined the county treasurer's office in 2010 after serving 5 years as the treasurer for the Cairo-Durham Central School District. Bartholomew said she will miss the people of Greene County and her adult son who lives in Albany, but she will especially miss Marcou and Greene County Administrator Sean Groton. She said, and I quote, "They don't want to hold me back. I appreciate the support they've shown me," end quote. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a partly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 34 degrees. For Monday night, snow is likely, mainly after 4 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 25. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook. A storm system is expected to bring a mix of wintry precipitation and light accumulations of snow, sleet, and freezing rain beginning Tuesday morning. Snow and sleet are likely before 10 a.m., then rain and sleet between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., changing to rain after 1 p.m., with a temperature high near 37 degrees. For Tuesday night, rain mainly before 4 a.m., with temperature low around 36 degrees. And on Wednesday, a chance of rain before 4 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 49 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 22. Sunrise today was at 7:01 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:17 p.m., That will give us 10 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 6th day of February, 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.